Lord, I am not worthy to have you into my home, but only say the word and I shall be healed. And may the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Amen. It's happened often enough when I've gone on visits to your homes that we'll say two of you, and I'll leave the guilty unnamed, we'll begin to remember something together. Now, do you remember that time when we were in Vancouver? It was Calgary. And we were there with your family. It was our friends. I think it was April. It was September. This hasn't just happened once. It's happened often enough. When couples remember the past together, and someone says, "Remember when?" What kind of moments come to mind? When friends or family sit down and reminisce, especially when you haven't seen someone in a while, what comes to mind? Maybe the good times they had. Maybe if it's just two people, an intimate and special moment that they shared together. Maybe it's a challenging time that they had to go through, but they faced it together. And in fact, there's something about those hardest times that bonds people together in a powerful way. Now, what is it that happens inside us when we remember? What changes in the relationship when we sit and remember the past with someone? It's often good for a relationship. It's often good for our own health. It can be like blowing on the embers of a fire, rekindling affection or appreciation for one another. Remembering can lead to your heart being changed in that moment. And suddenly it's a moment of celebrating the person you are with. It can remind you, it can in fact create within you thankfulness and gratitude. Remembering can suddenly inspire you to seek to be with that person more often, to pay more attention to them. I should call them again. We should get together, just you and I. Let's go out. And if there has been tension or emptiness, pain, remembering those special shared moments can soften hearts. If people are going through a hard time and they remember together, sometimes they find new strength, a new resolve, and hope is restored. We've been through things like this before. We can do it. Psalm 105 asks God's people to remember for all of those reasons. Psalm 105 is also found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And in that story, God's people had gathered for worship and they're about to head in for worship and prayer. And this psalm is recited together. As they came together to be with God, the people remembered. Chronicles is written most likely after the exile. So we have, you'll know, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, and those seem to be written earlier, maybe in the midst of the kings of Israel and Judah. But we know that 1 and 2 Chronicles come later. And so Psalm 105 takes place after they've lost everything. After the stories are ancient history. All they have are now buildings that have been rebuilt or even piles of ruins. And all they have are these memories. They ask themselves, they tell one another, the priests call them, remember all that we have been through with God. Remember everything that God has done for us as a people. God saved us when we were small and without a nation. We were just Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who were we? God saved us from famine through Joseph. God saved us from slavery through Moses and Aaron, even though the Pharaoh and all of his army opposed us. God saved us from dying of thirst in the desert and dying of hunger where there was no food. God provided for us out of a rock. God saved us from homelessness and gave us a land and homes of our own. Now, were the people remembering all this to say, "Oh, those were the good old days, the golden years, that'll never happen again. Oh, well, it's all in the past. We might as well give up here." Was it just to feel sad, to reinforce just how miserable their lot was now, how hopeless things were? Of course not. And to emphasize that, the psalmist, through verses 1 to 6, tells us why they are to remember. They are to remember in order to give thanks, out of hearts full of thankfulness, to celebrate, to sing, to rejoice. They are remembering in order to renew their relationship with God, to be reminded to seek God once again. They are remembering in order to be inspired to tell other people about God, to make known everything that God has done for them. Now, are there some dangers as we remember the past? Sure. Sometimes remembering all those good times doesn't lead to gratitude, celebrating, or renewed relationship. Instead, sometimes we get stuck in bitterness and sadness. We can become lost in nostalgia, longing for things to be the way we think we remember they were. In fact, we know sometimes what we remember is idealized. And then that's the case, as we remember, no one around us could ever measure up. And no time will ever be as good as the way we remember it. There's also a place for remembering the past failures and hurts and trouble. There's a place for remembering this kind of thing when sin continues to impact the relationships we have today. It's important to remember in order to prevent us from repeating the past. It's important to remember when someone we know has a pattern of abuse or dishonesty or bullying or addictions. We remember to prevent it from happening again. Or we remember in order to take responsibility for our part in what went wrong, to avoid self-righteousness, and to be part of reconciliation. Now, that kind of remembering isn't found in Psalm 105. But if you just go to Psalm 106, it's the same story, but told from a very, very different perspective. It's a mirror. Well, where Psalm 105 celebrates all that God has done and all of God's goodness, Psalm 106 remembers how often God's people responded by complaining, by fighting together, by disobeying and going their own way. But every time, even in Psalm 106, God is faithful and comes and helps. Can you remember a time when God was with you, when you were clearly aware of God's presence at your side? Can you remember a time when you heard God speak to you? As you remember back, every good thing was a gift from God, a sign of God's care and presence. What good things can you remember? Does remembering these things lead you to give thanks, to be grateful, to celebrate, to sing and rejoice? Does remembering these moments renew your relationship with God? Does it inspire you to say, I should spend more time with you? We also remember so that we can tell others about God. When it comes to evangelism, people have been pointing out for decades now that what ministers to people in the church and outside the church is no longer really questions like, are you certain of your eternal destiny? Are you sure you are going to heaven? Nor is it evidence that demands a verdict, although these questions and that sort of material does have its place. Instead, what seems to get people thinking, what seems to grab their attention, is hearing someone else remember what God has done in their life, how God has been present and has spoken to them in their life, and what it has meant to them. I know how helpful it has been in my years in this church. And we've heard the stories here of what God has done among some of you in your lives. The woman who, with a bedridden husband and son, and the crops were ready to come in, at her wits' end, isolated, going to the end of her driveway and pleading with God, I don't know what to do. To find that she's renewed somehow in the midst of that, and then to see her neighbors showing up with their combines. Or the woman who shared how, in the midst of chronic and daily back pain, doing the dishes, sighing heavily, and then feeling someone come up behind them, her, put her hand on her back, looking around, there was no one there, and her pain was gone. Or the story of someone in a car, having heard of the death of their child and hearing God speak to them, saying, I will be with you. Or the person who shared how they were so aware of their guilt that it was a burden on them, and suddenly they knew they were forgiven thanks to Jesus. These are the stories from our own history. They have changed my heart and mind, and as I remember them, I'm inspired to be thankful, to rejoice. They renew my love for God and remind me to seek Jesus. These are the sorts of stories that we can share with one another and with people in our lives. In my experience, they are more powerful than all the arguments I've ever heard. Now, perhaps you're thinking you can't think of any story from your life. Or perhaps you're thinking you can't think of any story from our life as a church. If we can't remember any of the works of the Lord, then how could we hope to make them known to others? So could you take some time this week? Maybe it's a half an hour once, or maybe it's a few minutes every day. Sit down and remember times that God has been with you, when you were sure of God's goodness, when it was clear to you. And we also need to remember as a congregation to be able to name the times that God has acted and been present. And really, throughout May and June, we did that quite a bit with John. We celebrated how often God had been at work over 35 years of John's music ministry. There are 130 years worth of remembering God's works among this congregation. This congregation survived a direct hit from Canada's deadliest tornado. This congregation has literally already been saved from a global pandemic once before, after 3 years, from 1918 to 1920. Do you remember? God preserved us through the Great Depression and the World Wars. God has preserved us through minor depressions The church has been large. The church has been small many times over. God has been faithful. We could go on. What about the challenges we are facing now? Does all of that remembering give us any hope or faith for today? We are facing challenges and uncertainty. And what about in your own life? I know some of the things that some of you are facing, some of the questions you have and the trouble, whether it's health or your finances or personal. Does remembering help you to be thankful in the midst of that uncertainty? We have a choice now. Will we remember how God has acted and spoken among us? And will we give thanks? Will we celebrate? Will we tell others about God's goodness? Will we choose today to pray and to watch for God's faithfulness? Will we remember all that God has done? May remembering renew your love for God, for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. May it fill your hearts with thanks. May remembering encourage you to seek God again, anew. And may remembering give you words to share with someone else this week who needs to know that there is a God who is near them and who loves them.